If we found you this Friday driving on Interstate 95 in Connecticut, then we're sorry. A stretch of 95, often called the nation's busiest highway, is closed in both directions. That's between exits 25 and 27 in Bridgeport. A tanker truck accident on an overpass last night set fire to the southbound lanes there. There were no serious injuries, but the fire melted steel beams that carry the interstate over Bridgeport's Howard Avenue. The northbound lanes could be open this weekend. The southbound lanes could be closed for at least the next 2 weeks while the overpass is rebuilt. Joining us now to talk about this commuting nightmare is Captain Mike Daly, traffic pilot and reporter for Metro Networks and radio station WICC AM 600 in Bridgeport. Captain Daly, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, you've seen this accident site from a unique vantage point from the air. How's it look?
The most impressive portion or part or site of the accident, if you will, is the section of the highway where the tanker truck had actually caught on fire. That section of the highway is physically bent or dipped, if you will, anywhere between, say, 4 to 8 feet from the air. You can actually notice the dip in the highway.
This was a relatively new stretch of highway where this happened.
Yeah, they've been working on this stretch of the roadway for the past, say, 5 to 10 years. This portion of the highway, the section that cuts through downtown, this is the section that leads down into Fairfield and Westport, handles a day anywhere between 100,000 to 120,000 vehicles per day. So this is certainly going to have a major effect on the commuting downstate.
Can you give us an example of the traffic report that you may have delivered this morning?
Let's see, from this morning... We can do it this way, where the drive on the southbound side of Interstate 95 this morning is shut down at exit 27 and 27A. Commuters going typically on the southbound side, especially tractor trailers, are going to be taken off the roadway at exit 27 and 27A. All tractor trailer traffic will be routed up the 25 and 8 connector up to Route 8 northbound, then out to westbound side of Interstate 84. From there, you can transition out to New York State. Commuters running up the northbound side, watch out for your delays that began right about exit 24. The highway shut down at exit 25, where you're being taken off the roadway onto Route 1, being brought back up onto the highway by exits 27 and 27A. That's Lafayette Boulevard for those who don't necessarily come through the area. Also, Route 8 northbound was shut down this morning at exit 19.
That is impressive. Did you breathe?
No. There we go.
Now, you're a reassuring voice that commuters are used to hearing in the morning and in the afternoons. On days like this where you know that they've got to be steaming behind the wheel, do you try to bring a little bit something different to your broadcast?
I don't know. No, I try to be just as straightforward with them as I can.
There's no sugarcoating.
The delay. No, absolutely not. Unfortunately, you're going to be stuck out there today. This is where it all begins. This is where it's all going to end. This is the reason why. And if I can help you, I'll try to get you around it. I picture myself being in the car, and I don't know if I'd want to hear someone getting on and making fun of the situation that I have to sit in. So I try to be as straightforward as I can.
Captain Daly, thank you so much. Can you sign off for us?
Sure. I'm Mike Daly, flying WICC's Flight 600.
Captain Mike Daly flies and reports for Metro Networks and WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He spoke to us from member station WNPR in Hartford.